What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Night Shift. I'm your host, as always, Zach Hernandez. So it's been a couple of weeks since I've come at you guys with an episode, but I'm back and I got a good one for you guys today because we are keeping it full 49ers based because I have so many different things to say about this team and what we've seen from this team over the past week and over the course of the entire season so far. Just so many different things to say and get into. So we're going to keep it full 49ers base and pretty much just talk about what I took away from the game against the Chiefs and what I've taken away as a whole. But before I get into this, you guys can follow us on the socials. You can see down here if you're watching on YouTube. You can follow us on Instagram at thenightshift.pod, on TikTok at thenightshiftpod, and on Twitter at thenightshift, 2 T's at the beginning, 2 T's at the end. If you're not listening on YouTube, you could find us on YouTube at thenightshiftpod. Find us there. Find us any podcast listening platform. I'm there. We're there. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts. Any sort of podcast thing that you listen to, I'm there. So definitely check that out. And wherever you're listening right now, there should be a link in the description somewhere that has all the links to everything that you'll ever need. So check that out. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Super hyped to get into this. Am I actually hyped to get into this? I don't know. I wouldn't say hyped. I'd say, what would I say? I'm not hyped. I'm actually dreading this. I'm not dreading it. Okay, let's just get into it because I don't even know how I feel. Let's find what I took away from the 49ers loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's look into it. What did I take away from the loss to the Chiefs? So, obviously, the 49ers are owned by the Kansas City Chiefs. Completely owned. Okay? You know when a team just has your number? A team just has your number, you're never going to beat them, it feels like. So that's kind of where it's like, that's kind of what it's like here with the 49ers and the Chiefs. I don't know if we'll ever beat this team. If the 49ers ever got back to the Super Bowl and went against Kansas City, I am in full, like 99.9% sure we'll lose, regardless of the team we have, regardless of the team they have. As long as they have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo, then we're not ever going to beat them because they just have our number. And importantly, and more specifically, they have Kyle Shanahan's number. Now, there's a lot I'm going to get into. So let's start with the wide receiver group because none of them were there, essentially. Brandon Ayuk was there, was terrible, and then his ACL was terrible because he tore it and he's done for the year. So Brandon Ayuk complained all offseason, held out, finally got paid, sucked pretty much every game except for one, tears his ACL. So quite the start, quite the season for Brandon Ayuk. Quite the year. It's been awful. That is looking like a highway robbery right now with the amount of money that we are paying Brandon Ayuk to play for us. Now we're paying him money to not play for us. Just ugly. So Ayuk, and even when he was on the field in this game, he had a super critical drop. It was a third down. Brock laid it right in his hands and he dropped it. It was ugly. It was terrible. It was a perfect ball and it just hit him right in the hands. And he's done that all year, to be honest. Like, he has not looked good catching the football this year at all. He's had so many drops. It's just been so bad. Debo wasn't there. Debo was there. He was present. He actually tried to play. He was suited up, but then ruled out because he had pneumonia. And then yesterday morning, he was hospitalized because he had pneumonia. So that sucks. And then Jawan Jennings also didn't play. I believe he has a hip issue. So as of right now, the healthiest 49er was shot 2 months ago. He's the healthiest one. So not ideal. Not ideal wide receiver room right now. I'm hoping Debo's going to be back. I mean, we could just look at all the injuries the 49ers are facing, especially just on offense, if you think about it, because I just named those three wide receivers. He's going to be off for the year. He's done. Tore his ACL. Who knows this weird timeline with Debo? Same with Juwan. I'd imagine Juwan Jennings is back next week. Who knows, though? We have a bye the following week, so if they hold people out for another game, I don't know. The Debo thing, I honestly have no way to gauge that. Don't know when or if he's coming back. He'll be back at some point this year, but he's just sick, so hopefully it doesn't go into next week because we have Dallas on Sunday Night Football. George Kittle is battling something. He's day-to-day. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey hasn't even played in a single game this year so far. It's just brutal. I mean, we have gotten smacked by the injury bug. But you know who has also gotten smacked by the injury bug? Kansas City. They're 6-0. So is there really a excuse there? Kansas City is without their wide receiver 1 and 2 and their RB1. I mean, and their one of their main corners. I mean, like, Kansas City is getting crushed too, and they literally haven't lost the game yet. And they made the 49ers look like a high school JV team on Sunday. It was so, so bad. Let's get into that. Okay. The main talk right now that I've been hearing about the 49ers is Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is not worth it. Brock Purdy is not going to be worth the $60 million contract. We're going to pay him this offseason. Brock Purdy hasn't been good. We're all back to the, you know, system stuff and all this garbage. Listen, Brock Purdy has played fine this year. Last game was not good. This Kansas City game was one of the worst games actually that he's had ever. It was an ugly outing for Purdy. But generally, Brock Purdy has looked good. He's been fine. And I am blaming so many other people before I put the blame on Brock Purdy. I don't understand really putting the blame on Brock Purdy. Is he a Mahomes-level quarterback? No. Nobody is. So I feel like people are holding him to this insane standard. Brock Purdy. If you don't believe that Brock Purdy is good enough to win you a Super Bowl, which is ultimately all that matters, then I don't really know what you're watching. Because he has looked good this year. Is he worth $60 million? Maybe not 60. Quarterbacks are getting paid big time. Derek Carr got paid. Kirk Cousins got paid. Obviously, these young guys are getting paid like top dollar, like Jordan Love got paid. You know, all these dudes are getting money. So the quarterback market is always going to be growing. And it's obviously more than wide receivers and running backs and other positions. They're going to be making more regardless. What would I prefer to pay Brock Purdy? Not 60. Honestly, in the hopes of keeping a good team around him, right? But I'm thinking like 40. I don't know if he's essentially worth 60, but guess what? If he asks for 60, you got to pay him 60. If that's how the negotiations go, you have to pay him 60. This team has struggled to find a quarterback. They have one who's good. You pay him. I don't even care if it's an overpay. It would suck if it's an overpay, and it would screw us in a lot of ways, meaning we won't have a ton of money to spend in other places, but you still pay him. What are you just going to be like, see ya. Let's go find another. It took us decades to finally get a good quarterback. So you pay him what he wants. I'm hoping it's not 60. I'm hoping it's like 40, but I don't know how that's going to go. But my main point of bringing up Brock Purdy is that he has not been the issue. He has not been the issue. He's been fine. I think he's been playing great football. I think he's been playing really good football. I'm not counting this Chiefs game. It was bad everywhere. I get it, but everyone has bad games. Purdy's looked good. And if Purdy was playing, I mean, you got to look at what's happening around him, right? No McCaffrey. Ayuk just tore his ACL. Debo's already missed a couple games. Kittle's missed a game. Juwan's missed a game. The offensive line is very mediocre, if not below mediocre. It's not good. They don't do him a ton of favors. Kyle Shanahan doesn't really know how to adjust a game plan. I'm fully convinced coming into every game, Kyle's game plan is like Debo, 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 Debo. And then when Debo's out, so it's like, oh no. What the heck do I do as a genius? Think, genius, think. I got nothing. That's kind of what I think happens. It's not been lollipops and gumdrops around Brock Purdy. It's been pretty brutal. I mean, it's been not great. And to see people blaming him are just, he's leading so many statistical categories. Not wins, obviously, but he's leading like, he's like top five in a ton of statistical categories right now. Box score doesn't tell everything. I know. I'm a huge advocate for that. But I'm not going to sit here and ignore the numbers. He's playing fine. He actually has better numbers than Mahomes. I'm not saying he's having a better season than Mahomes. Individually, yes. But Mahomes is 6-0. So, obviously, Mahomes is doing what he's doing to win games. Although, Mahomes has been turning the ball over, if I'm not mistaken. It's 13 consecutive regular season games with a turnover. That's not good, but it doesn't matter because he's winning and like actually still helping his team, making big plays at the right moments to win. This isn't a Jimmy Garoppolo like, well, he's winning games. It's like, no, no, it's not Mahomes just getting carried along for the ride. It's Mahomes might not be having the best statistical season of his career, but he's still doing what he needs to do in order to win football games. So that's what he's doing. Purdy's not been bad, though. And the people calling for Purdy saying that, I saw people on Twitter saying that the 49ers would be dang near undefeated if they had a different quarterback. Yeah, maybe if they had Mahomes. But come on. I mean, it's unrealistic to hold to a standard of Patrick Mahomes. There's one Patrick Mahomes, and there likely will only be one Patrick Mahomes. I mean, everyone thinks Brady's ring number 7 can't get caught. I think it's very possible that it does. Only by him. Nobody else. No one else. At least for like 100 years. But him, he can. I believe he could do it. And he might. He's already dang near halfway there. And he'll probably be more than halfway there by the end of this season, if we're being quite honest. So, no, this team wouldn't be undefeated with other quarterbacks. I mean, I think Purdy's doing what he can. I think the 49ers haven't really helped him much. The skill players haven't. Ayuk was terrible before he got injured. Like, awful. Like, not good. Not a good receiver. Dropping balls, miscommunications, can't get separation like he has in the past. It's not been good. Injuries now. Debo Samuel, always something. Listen, I know he has pneumonia and sickness has just come, but it's always something with that guy. It's like, just, it's a valid excuse. I mean, I get it. But at some point, it's like, okay, are you considered unreliable? It's like, no, dude, that's a valid excuse. It's like, yes, it's a valid excuse. Like, you have an pneumonia and you're sick. But at this point in time, when all these valid excuses, they may be valid, but that doesn't mean that you're still reliable. He's kind of unreliable, in my opinion. Christian McCaffrey has Achilles tendonitis in both his Achilles. Right? So this season, this game is so far from being on Brock Purdy. Okay, the offensive line is not good. They really don't give him a lot of time back there. Purdy had bad throws, for example, those two passes. One of them was to Kittle down the field and going. Yeah, and then one of them was to, I was trying to remember, and I'm not remembering. Both of them were touchdowns, but he underthrew them. They were caught for big gains. I'm trying to remember who it was. I'm not remembering. Maybe it was Cowing, but I don't know. But underthrown balls. They were both underthrown, and they could have been touchdowns if he actually let them in stride, but he didn't. That was not good. The three interceptions weren't good at all. It was bad. This is what I give, though. Not that I'm giving it to Purdy, because, again, he had a bad game, and I understand that. I fully acknowledge that Brock had a bad game. But he is working with a head coach who has been figured out. Kyle Shanahan has been figured out by the NFL completely, 100%. He has been figured out. And what we saw against the Chiefs was a ton of man coverage being thrown at the 49ers offense. A ton of it. And Kyle Shanahan had no idea how to scheme to get a receiver open. He had no clue. But Zach, the receivers are the ones that are actually out there. Yes, but I thought that this guy was an offensive genius. When on the other side of the ball, Kyle's working with his B team of wide receivers. So is Andy Reid. And he is doing just fine. Super creative. Scheming to get guys open against man coverage, which is something that Kyle Shanahan cannot do. His complete kryptonite. He cannot scheme against man coverage. He sucks at it. Watch the games. Watch the defenses Kyle goes against. They're in man coverage. He can't do anything. It's like he doesn't know how to scheme to get these guys open. Other guys can. Andy Reid can. Kyle relies on soft coverage. I heard somebody saying something like this, and they mentioned how he mentioned how it's like the run game, because Kyle's got a great run game, and I know that, and it's almost like when they can take out your run game and just rely, like they can eliminate the run. And they can just focus on man-to-man, like, let's lock up these receivers. And that's what teams are starting to do. Then they're not worried about the run. They're figuring out your receivers. And Kyle doesn't know how to scheme to get them open. He doesn't know how. He relies on the soft zone coverage. Under routes. We still got to worry about the run game. You know? That's kind of what Kyle... That's what he relies on, really thinking, like, where are the linebackers going to go? But almost it's like right now, it's like they're running this man coverage where it doesn't matter. They're not fully worried about that because it's not as much of a factor as it has in the past. And they're just man coverage, because I know Kyle can't get past this. So if we focus on this, we're shutting it down. And they are. Teams are doing this. And Steve Spagnuolo, oh my gosh, talk about having someone's number. Kyle will never beat that guy. Never. Never. Not once. So Kyle Shanahan, again, failed his offense like he has so many times. So I came into this game, with full expectation that they were going to lose. I picked against the Niners in pretty much everything I do in my pick'em leagues. In my everything, I picked against them because I don't trust Kyle Shanahan against the Chiefs. So was I shocked that the Niners lost? Literally, I was so far away from being shocked. Like, I don't, like, so unshocked, like completely in total belief. I knew it was going to happen. I had full confidence that this is exactly how it was going to go. And the main reason for that being Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo and Patrick Mahomes. You can't really count them out ever. It doesn't matter what their roster looks like, but they just have the 49ers number and they have Kyle Shanahan's number. So if you know me, like as a person, or if you listen to the pod or both, you've probably understood that at this point in my life, I'm not a fan of Mr. Shanahan. And my reasons just keep getting more and more valid, and people hate it so much. Zach, he's an offensive genius. Look at his schemes. Zach, he's been to 4 of the last 5 NFC championship games. Oh my gosh. You know? So my response to that is, okay, first, how many rings? Nothing. But Zach, Andy Reid was in Philadelphia and he couldn't get it done, and then they let him go. Sometimes you need a change of scenery. And did Andy Reid have the most loaded roster of this entire generation? I mean, let's just be objective, okay? During this run, I know the Niners have been underperforming this year, but during this run, they have had the best team every year. If you disagree, I don't really know what you're disagreeing with. I'd love to hear the logic, but it's wrong. If you, I mean, if you think what I just said is not true, it's, I don't really know how. They've had like a historic number of all pros everywhere. Ayuk, Debo, McCaffrey, Kittle, Trent Williams, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Hufanga, Dre Greenlaw. I mean, Charvarius Ward. Not all of them were all pros, but they're all like Pro Bowl level, really good talents, ranging from that to literal all pro first team NFL guys. How much more do you want? I mean, you could probably clip like so many times on my podcast where I've directed at Shanahan. I've said, how much more do you want? How much more do you want? I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand how people are still cutting this guy slack when he's the offensive genius and he has the most loaded roster that we've seen in like the last 20 years at least. I'm not following. Is it time for Kyle Shanahan to go? That's the big question, right? First off, it's not going to happen. We can just start with that. He won't get fired. He will not get fired. Him and Jed York are too good of buddies. This is his regime. He's not getting fired. Personally, I was over this a while ago. You know, say we got rid of him a while ago, whether that was 2 years ago or after last year or whatever, and we never won a Super Bowl with the new guy, we'd still have the same amount of rings. Is it worth it now to try something new? No, it's Kyle Shanahan. He's the genius. Oh boy, okay, what? I hate that argument. I hate that argument so much because it's illogical. Who would you replace him with, Zach? I'm glad you asked. My number one. Well, first, I had options before this season. You know, I was big on Shane Steichen when he was the Eagles offensive coordinator. And then now he's head coaching Indianapolis. I would have brought Harbaugh back. We cut him too soon when he was a Niner coach. He was here for like not that long and made a Super Bowl, was mediocre, and then they just said, see ya. And then they went to like, you know, it was ugly after that. I'd have brought Harbaugh back. You know, I'd have looked into like, I know Pete Carroll stayed in the Seahawks management, but man, that would have been nice. So there were guys available. Bill Belichick's still on the market. But you know who I want right now? and I was listening to, because I thought about this, and then I was actually listening to a Grant Cohn live stream, and he brought this guy up, and I think it's a phenomenal idea. Ben Johnson. If you don't know who Ben Johnson is, he's the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. Somebody who has created the best offense in football, the most electric offense in football, one of the most unpredictable offenses in football, with a quarterback who was essentially written off. Jared Goff was written off, made it to the Super Bowl, lost, was looked at as mediocre, traded him for Matthew Stafford along with a bunch of picks because he wasn't worth enough. Now they got Jared Goff as he's literally a top 10 quarterback. That's a lot of Ben Johnson. That's a lot of Ben Johnson. So that is kind of my thinking right now. Does he want to leave Detroit? Maybe not. Some coordinators are just good as being coordinators and they want to just stay where they are, where they've been comfortable and where they've thrived, and okay, he stays there, but who knows, dude? You come to an offense with a guy like, you know, like Jared Goff, like, you know, Brock Purdy. He can open it up way more for him, get more creative. Shanahan's not creative anymore. And the trick plays he runs are terrible. They're at bad times, and they never work. Watch the Lions execute them perfectly. That's what Purdy needs. He needs a guy like Ben Johnson, not Shanahan, who sticks to the script and I'm doing this and I'm not changing anything for anybody because this is what I'm doing. So Purdy, throw it to this guy. And Purdy needs a little more freedom. He needs a little more trickery in the sense of like unpredictable things. That's what I think the offense needs, and that's what I think Brock needs. If the 49ers were to fire Kyle Shanahan and Ben Johnson was available and he was down, you make that happen. That's what you do. That's the best decision the 49ers could possibly make this year. If the Niners end up not making the playoffs this year, which I still think they're going to, they're in a weak division. They'd be last in the NFC North, which is crazy because the NFC North is really good. They'd be last in the NFC North. But they're in a weak division with the Cardinals, the Seahawks, and the Rams, who all won this week. It's possible they could still win the division, obviously. I mean, we're in heading into week 8, and there are 18 weeks. So the division is still in play, obviously. And if I'm being honest, they likely are gonna win the division. I don't see this team not. It's just too crazy. But let's just play the hypothetical game. And let's say that the 49ers do miss the playoffs and they don't win the division. Is it time to let go of Kyle? The answer would be yes. Oh my gosh, it would be yes 100,000 times. 100,000 times. That's the right answer. Or what? You get to another Super Bowl and then you choke it again. You blow it right at the end. Oh, but he got us there, Zach. That's 5 NFC championships in 6 years. Oh my. How many rings? How many rings? Is it out of the realm of possibility that Kyle gets fired? It's close to it. I mean, like, I just don't ever see the 49ers making such a drastic move like that. Jed York's happy with the state of the team. They got all stars. I know they're paying a lot of money, so maybe there's something in Jed York's mind like, man, I'm paying so much dang money to these guys. What the heck is happening? Why are we not winning Super Bowls? However, he's bringing in tons of cash, and him and Kyle are buddies, and Kyle and John, they kind of just run the show. And they came in together. So I don't see a world Shanahan getting fired. If they miss the playoffs, I'd be pretty annoyed if they didn't fire him. I'd be done with him. Like, I kind of am done with him. And I don't, if the 49ers were to play against Kansas City in the Super Bowl again, like I said, I have absolutely no faith. If they were to play against Baltimore or Man, we'd probably still lose to them. But like Houston, like somebody else to come into the AFC, I'd have more hope. I still wouldn't think they'd win it, but I'd have more hope. If they were to go against Kansas City, that would be over. But I don't know. What's the word on Kyle? I'd love to know what people think about that, other people. Because I know a lot of people are like, they hate that opinion. They're like, are you kidding me? He built this team. He's the offensive guru. He's so smart. He's everybody makes their offense based on what Kyle does. Like, he's the offensive goat. Oh my God. Whatever. Keep talking. What is that? What the heck has that resulted to? Where did the narrative come from? I don't even know. It's like the world's greatest mystery. Kyle Shanahan, nicknamed the offensive genius for incomprehensible reasons. So that's where I'm at with the 49ers and Kyle. This team needs work. They might have to go out and get another receiver. I'm not saying they're going to go get Cooper Kupp, who is on the trade market, by the way. But obviously the Rams wouldn't trade him into the division. But they might have to go trade for like a Deontay Johnson or a Mike Williams. Because they don't have Ayuk anymore and their receivers are unreliable. They're just hurt. The team doesn't look great. I think if you put Brock in a good offense and you give him an offensive line that doesn't collapse in 2.5 seconds, if that was pretty generous, to be honest, 1.5 seconds, then you could see Brock actually thrive in an offense like we have in the past. The offensive line's so not good. It's just mid. It's worse than mid. It's not good. There's a lot of things that need to be done for this team. I think it starts at the head coach. People would disagree, but I fully believe that's where it starts, at the head coach. I also don't think that the team is doing a lot of favors either, you know, dropping balls and the defense. I mean, even Fred Warner didn't have a great game against Kansas City. You know, they're not getting enough pressure. The DBs are getting beat. You know, it's just getting Dre Greenlaw back is going to help, but it's been ugly all around, and the Niners have work to do. They have so much work to do if they want to actually compete. Right now, they're pretenders. Right now, they're pretenders. Because if they were to, in the grand scheme of things, they're contenders. Will they ever win it, though, are they actually contenders? Because I don't know. But right now, if they play like this and they keep playing like this, they're obviously pretenders. They're not good. They don't look good. They look bad. They literally look like a bottom tier football team. So that's just kind of where I'm at with the whole 49er situation and Kyle Shanahan. I think it starts with the coach. People would disagree, but I don't disagree. I think it starts with the head coach. And when your head coach is, dare I say it, one-dimensional, when things are starting to get schemed up against him pretty well and he doesn't know what to do, can't beat a man coverage, can't scheme open your B team of wide receivers. Andy Reid can. He did it. He literally did it. But the offensive genius can't. Listen to the broadcast. Anytime the Niners play, most times, at some point during the game, the commentators bring up the genius that is Mr. Kyle Shanahan. Oh, and you look around at the league and you see so many people implementing Kyle Shanahan's schemes. I mean, his offensive mind works like no other. I don't know if that's a good thing. I just don't. So that's how I feel about the 49ers. That's how I feel about that loss to Kansas City. They go against the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Who the heck knows if Debo is going to be there? No idea if Kittle or Juwan will be there. No McCaffrey. Obviously no Brandon Ayuk. Going to see some more Slicky Ricky action, I guess. Dallas has been incredibly underwhelming this season. So I don't, again, winnable game, but the Niners don't look like they can win winnable games. And the Niners have a tough schedule. The Niners have a tough schedule. Let's look at it, shall we? Let's take a look at what their schedule is, because they've kind of gone through the easier part of it. So just lost to Kansas City. We got Dallas this Sunday night. Win or loss, whatever. That could go either way. Then we have the bye, and here we go. Tampa Bay, who I guess before last night I would have said yikes. And I'm still going to say yikes, but the biggest thing about Tampa was how good their offense was, because their defense isn't very good, and they literally just lost their wide receiver one, wide receiver two. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are done. Godwin's out for the year. Evans is out for 4 weeks. So that is different now. Seattle, they always play us tough. That's not a given. Green Bay, they're dang good. Green Bay is a good team. Jordan Love is dicing up defenses. That offense rolls. Buffalo. Both of those games away, by the way, Buffalo and Green Bay. Buffalo. Josh Allen hasn't thrown a pick all year. He's having a phenomenal season. Chicago. Chicago is surprisingly really solid. They have a winning record. They are. Caleb Williams does not look bad. Their defense looks good. I mean, that's a tough game. The Rams. We always beat the Rams. Divisional matchup. Oh, we didn't beat them in the... I totally forgot about the beginning of the season, because generally the thing is, oh, the Niners beat the Rams. They didn't even beat them in the beginning of the season. They probably will not even win this game. Who knows? It's a tough one. Miami, with Tua back, this is lethal offense. If there was no Tua, I'd say okay, but likely Tua's going to be playing again, unless he gets another head injury. Detroit. Are they the best team in the league? Does the NFC run through Detroit? It literally might. And then Arizona, who divisional matchup could go any way. That is a tough schedule. I mean, outside of Arizona, you're playing really good teams all up and down the schedule from Dallas next week to the end. Outside of Arizona, you're playing good football teams. Dallas, Tampa, Seattle, Green Bay, Buffalo, Chicago, Rams, Dolphins, Lions. How did we even get stuck with this schedule? Who knows if they're even going to win this division? They've already lost two divisional games. They're 2-1, and they're 1-2 in divisional matchups. So the tiebreaker is slipping away. It's just, they should have beat the Rams. They should have beat the Vikings. Granted, the Vikings are better than a lot of people thought. They should have beat Arizona. The only teams they beat are the Jets, who suck. I mean, they are surprisingly awful. They beat the Patriots, who, I mean, they shouldn't even win a game this year. They are not good. And then they beat Seattle. So that was a good win. I think Seattle and Geno Smith, they're actually looking really, really good. So, I mean, the Niners, they're pretenders right now. They don't look good. I think it starts with the coach, but also the players are not playing well. Guys got to get healthy. Kyle's got to actually figure out how to scheme against man coverage, or else we're never going to win a game for the rest of our lives. So that's where I'm at. That's the state of the 49ers. That's the state of my mind and how I think it's going to go. That's going to be it for me. That's going to be all. We're just going to keep it at that. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you're still listening, you must have enjoyed something, or you just couldn't stand my opinions, but you wanted to hear the entire thing anyways. So definitely leave a comment or something so I could know what you have to say or think about what I just said and thought, because I'd love to know. Basketball season is right now. It just started. This is being recorded on Tuesday night. It's going to be uploaded Wednesday morning. I got the Lakers-Timberwolves game on right now. I'm watching that. The Celtics beat the Knicks, crushed the Knicks. They actually tied the three-pointers made in a game record today, which I think was held by the Bucks in 2020 or 2021 at 29. And they tied that, so they crushed the Knicks. And then right now I got the Lakers and Timberwolves on, so that's fun. So basketball's back, so a lot more to talk about. The World Series is obviously going on. The two, biggest markets in the world are, it's a big surprise. The Dodgers and the Yankees. So let's go Yanks, because screw the Dodgers and I can't stand them at all. And so definitely things to talk about. Basketball's going on. I'll probably come back next week and with obviously more football stuff, and then predictions for the year and the Warriors. I wanted to talk about the Warriors and stuff, but I just wanted to keep this 49ers right now because I am so annoyed and I have so much to say. So anyways, if you're still listening, like I said, thank you. Really appreciate it. You can find us on socials, on Instagram at thenightshift.pod, on TikTok at thenightshiftpod, on Twitter at thenightshift, 2 T's at the beginning, 2 T's at the end, on YouTube at thenightshiftpod. You can find those links in every description wherever you're listening to this. There should be a link tree there too that will take you to every single thing imaginable. Any link that you want, it'll take you there. So really appreciate it. If you're loving this and liking with the content I'm putting out and what I'm saying and all this, you can leave a review or a rating, 5 stars, thumbs up, heart, like, all that stuff. Turn the post notifications on YouTube so you know. And I think you might be able to do that too on podcast stations, where you know when I drop a new episode. I'm not the most consistent, to be honest. I'm terrible. I'm just so busy. And it takes a lot of work to make this thing, but hit those notifications and you'll see when the heck I come out with another episode. Anyways, I really appreciate you guys tuning in. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully the Niners can turn this ship around because they are sinking fast. Anyways, thank you all for listening. I really, really appreciate it. And that'll be it for me. I'm out. Peace.